Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That is Romans 8:15. Hi there, Sandra Flack here. And joining me today is my friend and fellow adoptive mom and author and host of the Whole House podcast, returning guest, Kathleen Guire. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Wow, I have a lot of words in front of my name. That's exciting.
Well, you and I wear a lot of similar hats, right? Adoptive mom, blogger, writer, ministry leader, podcast host. We do it all, right?
Yes.
But you have written several books, including Positive Adoption, a memoir of your adoption story, yes, which we've discussed on this show before, as well as one of my favorites, 25 Days of Thriving Through Christmas, an Advent devotional for foster and adoptive parents. Yeah. You've been on the show to talk about that before. But today we're going to talk about your latest book, How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos, for foster and adoptive parents. So Kathleen, what inspired you to write this newest book?
Okay, well, what really inspired me to write this book was I actually started writing this book when I finished writing A Positive Adoption Story. And I just kept tucking these chapters that I was writing away, because when we started our adoption journey, we felt so isolated, so uneducated, and so alone in what we were struggling with at home. And a couple times when I dared to reach out to family and friends for help, you know, I heard people say to me, well, you decided to adopt these kids, you know. And then suddenly, because of my children's behaviors, were the bad parents. We had gone from the okay-ish, you're doing a good job parents, to the bad parents because of my children's behaviors. So I think the short answer is, I just didn't want other people to feel isolated and alone in their adoption and foster care journey. And I don't want them to hide in their chaos and feel like they are the only ones going through this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because the enemy will definitely do that to us. You're not a good parent. You don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. This is a bad idea. You're a bad parent. You don't know what you're doing. All of those things when we're really walking out what God called us to do. And I know, as an adoptive parent who had biological kids first, I thought I knew how to be a good parent. You know, and after bringing our kids home from Eastern Europe, my eyes were open, and I soon realized that I really didn't know how to parent our adopted children, or at least what worked with our biological children wasn't working with our adoptive children. And it's a whole different set of tools. And, you know, it was an eye opener. So what did you think when you brought your kids home? What did you think would work to help your kids come to a place of healing and family and home? What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I think that's, you know, it's a complex question, but really what I thought was, because I had early childhood trauma, that I was equipped to help my children automatically. And that's like driving on an interstate and taking credit for building it. It just doesn't make sense. So I had trauma in my early childhood, and I thought that would work. Like, I would learn the science, I would understand the science behind the behaviors, and then my kids would find hope and healing. And it really just doesn't work that way. And the interesting thing is, and you and I can attest to this, we've talked to so many foster and adoptive parents, and usually one of those parents has had early childhood trauma, which puts them on the road to, I want to help these kids, I want to help someone else, I want to make a difference. And that's where I was. But it didn't really work, because I had triggers, my kids had triggers, and our triggers were putting us in chaos all the time, because their triggers would set something off in my past, and I didn't even know what it was most of the time. I would just have a reaction to it, and the same with them. So that didn't work. Just knowing the science did not work at all.
No, and good intentions, right?
Yes.
Don't necessarily work. And we always, you know, we've learned that love is not enough. We have to love them, certainly, yes. But there's a whole lot more to this. So what have you found really does work?
I think the first thing that we have to do is reframe our beliefs. The thing that we have to get a hold of first is really the idea of adoption and what it really means, that it was God's idea in the first place, because we have to build on that foundation. And that's why I picked the scripture that you read, because when we are adopted into God's family, we are adopted as children, not slaves, not bond servants, and not to fear. And when we start getting that in our spirit and our mind, then we can start reframing our belief about adoption. But as long as we think that adoption is some humanistic idea, man's way of solving a problem on the earth, then we're not going to have a very solid foundation. And as soon as trouble comes, it's going to crumble. And then we have to reframe our beliefs in myths and misconceptions in adoption, because there are so many. You mentioned one of them, that love is enough.
Yeah.
And it's not. Love is not enough. There has to be so much more. So once we start facing those things and reframing our ideas, reframing our foundation, so to speak, then we can move forward to the science. I think there's also one other important step that we cannot miss. The step that I did not like very much was making peace with my past and making sense of my past.
Yeah.
That is so important. But I think that understanding the origins of adoption is definitely needs to come first. Because when we know that we were chosen, we were picked out before the foundation of the world as God's children to be adopted into his family, then we can take that belief for ourselves first.
Yes.
And then we can pass that belief on to our children, or believe that about them, that it wasn't some random mistake that they ended up in your home. It wasn't some clerical error. It wasn't this CPS worker or that caseworker. It was God ordained.
Yeah. Amen to that. I love that, because when we have that perspective, I remember this for years when we homeschooled, and just to compare it a little bit to how it reflects that is, we knew that God called us to homeschool our children, and we homeschooled for 16 years. And not once in those 16 years did I ever threaten my kids, like, you know, if you don't do blah, 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 you're going to be on that yellow bus tomorrow morning when it comes up our road, kind of thing. But I knew homeschooling moms who did say that to their kids on very frustrating days, but we just knew, well, this is what God called us to do. There isn't another option. This is what we're called to do. This is what we're going to do. And we're going to trust him on how to do it and walk this out by faith. And similarly, when we know that God put these children in our home and they're our children and he has a plan for them and he wrote our stories together,
right,
you know, then that changes everything. That perspective helps on the very hard days, because we'll have those very hard days.
Exactly, we will.
Yeah, so let's talk about the book. Again, the title of the book is How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos, for Foster and Adoptive Parents. How do we use the book? Does it read like a memoir? Is it like a how-to book? Tell us about the book.
It's actually a handbook. And so it's not something that you have to read straight through. I would suggest that you, chapter one, which is the origins of adoption and family, that you start with that. But other than that, if you want to skip around, let's say that your child has alcohol syndrome. There's two chapters in the book on that. Go straight to those. Let's say you're struggling with attachment issues. There's two chapters on that. Go straight to those. And if you are struggling with compassion fatigue, then go to that chapter. you know, so you can skip around, and it's meant to be thumbed through, tabbed, highlighted. It's not a book that you need to read, sit down and read it straight through like a novel.
Right. What is, you said, you use the phrase compassion fatigue. What is that?
Well, it's very common in nurses and doctors and psychologists and counselors, but now we're finding out that it's very common in adoption and foster care families. Compassion fatigue is when you are using all of your energy, all of your strength, all of your prayer time, all of your everything to parent these kids that have come from hard places. And it wears on you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And when it wears on you, you have to have some sort of plan in place to rejuvenate yourself, whether it's go to an adoption and foster care retreat, whether it's set aside some time in the morning before the kiddos get up to just spend by yourself in prayer, because it can actually give you physical symptoms, migraines and stomach aches and body pains and depression, because you're in this cycle of always caring. You're always caring for someone else constantly, and it just wears on you. And that's compassion fatigue. And we have more compassion for our kiddos than anybody else does. And we want the best for them. And we're constantly thinking about how to help them, how to solve their problems, what we can do to help them. And it's just wearing.
Yeah. We lose sleep at night, right? We're up in bed pondering these things and what will the future hold and all of those things. So thank you for defining that. So you've got chapters on fetal alcohol syndrome, chapters on attachment. What else is in the book?
Let me look at the team.
The beautiful pink book.
Yes, it is pink. There are, let's see, 21 chapters. And I do have in the front how to use this book. So if you're not sure how to use this book, it's there. So the origins of adoption. And like I said, there's two chapters on attachment. There's two chapters on fetal alcohol syndrome. There is a chapter on the missional and spiritual aspects of adoption, how your past affects your parenting, why traditional parenting doesn't work and what does work, fear and faith, because fear is a huge thing in these kids' lives. And I was struggling with fear and faith when we first adopted a lot. Mistaken goals, because I don't know if you've heard of Dreiker's mistaken goals. There's four mistaken goals that we can get stuck in, and our kids get stuck in. For instance, if you don't pay attention to me, I'm not valuable. Mm-hmm. That's one of the goals, mistaken goals kids get stuck in. Basics of attachment and attachment styles in children. And oh, you helped me with the last chapter. I already mentioned that, the missional and spiritual aspects of adoption. The Job syndrome. Every single adoptive family I have ever spoken with goes through some sort of Job syndrome after they begin fostering or adopting children. So that's a biggie. Medical issues, because there's, you know, we're all dealing with medical issues. These kids, like one of my daughters who's adopted, she was talking to me the other day about, she's like, I guess I have to thank my birth mother for all these anomalies in my body. Because she had a lot of physical issues. The brain and fear. And the habit of celebration, which is really super important, because we can get stuck in the cycle of chaos and forget to celebrate. And if you wait for everything to be perfect, you're never going to celebrate. Training and practicing outside of the moment instead of punishment. And the power of rejection and shame. Mm. See, that's why this is a handbook, because it is so darn long that you wouldn't want to just sit down and read it. Food issues, which is another biggie for kids who have had trauma. Education and challenges in learning. And I also have a chapter on homeschooling in case you homeschool. I know everyone doesn't, but it's there if you need it. And then we talked about the the compassion fatigue. So that's all of them.
That is just packed full of.
It's full.
Yeah, but it's all, you know, as you were reading them all off, you know, we brought into our home, the first child we brought into our home through, she wasn't adopted yet, but we had custody of her, was back in 1999. So mm-hmm. she's approaching 30 years old. She came in when she was 8. And then in 2007, we brought home 3 internationally. In 2010, we brought home the last one internationally. But over all of these years of adoptive parenting, every one of those things that you mentioned came up, came, you know, surfaced somewhere along the line. We needed to deal with every one of those. We walked through every one of those at different times and saw them all at the same time, you know. So
right.
That's excellent that they are all included in there. You also have a companion course for the book, How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos, for foster and adoptive parents. Explain how the companion course works.
Okay, so the companion course is by the same name of the book, and it's on Teachable, and it has 7 modules: the origins of adoption, myths and misconceptions in adoption and foster care, how your past affects your parenting, the effects of trauma on your child, why traditional parenting doesn't work, what does work, and the spiritual and missional aspects of adoption. And the way the course is set up is for each module, there's a video, and you watch the video, and then there's also resources listed. Some of them are podcasts to listen to, some of them are book suggestions, and there's usually a PDF to do some more thinking on your own or with your spouse, or, you know, homework, for lack of a better word for it, so that you can begin to process the material.
Wow. And then how would our listeners be able to find that course?
All you have to do, and I'll give you the link, but all you have to do is go on teachable.com and search How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos, and that course will come up. And I'm doing a special right now.
Oh.
If you use the promo code PEACE in all caps, you can get 50% off the course. And that's only for the first 50 people. So 50% off for 50 people.
Yeah. And how long? So that's the first 50 people. And then this is on the week of October 21st, 2019. So if you're listening at any time, it's now is the time to pounce upon that opportunity. So to get the companion course, you would go to teachable.com. It's a website. Put in the name of the course, How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos, and you'll be able to access the course. How many minutes long are the video modules?
Yeah, and one other thing, there is a free module that you can preview at any time. Right. So if you want to look at it, and anyway, it'll come up on that page. I didn't make the videos any longer than 30 minutes because I know that adoptive parents are super busy. Now, if you do all the reading and listen to the podcast and watch the supplemental videos, you know, you could spend an hour or two a week on the course, but it's totally up to you.
Right. However, a reader or a watcher or a listener wants to use it.
Right, exactly.
So Kathleen, where can we find the book?
You can find the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any major bookseller. So it's available in a Kindle format and obviously a hardcover format as well.
So should we get the book first and then have the course, take the course?
Now, in the course, I have 2 of the chapters for free because they're with the course and I think it's important. But there, I also suggest for every module that you read a chapter. So you probably should get the book first.
And you can find it where all good books are sold. I ordered mine today on Amazon, so mine's coming. So I saw it, I'm like, oh, it's pink. I love it. It's beautiful. So we want to make sure our listeners get a book, especially if you're a foster or adoptive parent. And I have a quote that a reader, she left a book review for you on Amazon. And I'll just read the quote. This is from Rachel. And she said, "This book is a treasure trove of knowledge I wish I had before our adoptions years ago. I especially love how scripture is intertwined so beautifully. I know this will be a welcome breath of fresh air to parents in the trenches of long, hard days. So that was a great book review for you. So I can't wait to get my book. And I encourage our listeners, if you're a foster or adoptive parent, if you know a foster or adoptive parent that is struggling, get a book for them. So Kathleen, as we wrap up here today, what is on your heart that you want to be sure our listeners hear from our conversation?
I think the main thing that I want listeners to hear is that you're not alone. Mm. You aren't the only one struggling. And it really doesn't help you or your children to be silent about it. Find a group, find a support group, find someone who will listen to you and not just tell you that, oh, well, you adopted these kids. Find someone you know that will be a support to you and find some encouragement. Get some books, read some books, you know, join, listen to podcasts like this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and make some progress towards peace in your journey. You can do it.
Yeah, we don't have to suffer silently. And because I experienced that as well in the early days. We didn't have our ministry, our Justice for Orphans in this podcast were birthed after or even out of after we had adopted all of our children.
Right.
So it's sort of something as you walk through. But I remember those early days of not even having, I couldn't even talk to my friends who weren't adoptive parents about our children's behaviors and how to discipline, because the advice I would get was well-meaning advice, but it was really advice that applied to biological children, not to kids and kids who'd experienced trauma. So it just felt like nobody understood. Nobody understood what we were going through. Nobody understood our kids, you know, and it was very isolating. So you have to find your tribe. You have to find those support groups. And now, you know, with the internet, there's so much more available with the podcast, the websites. There's so many more books available today. So reach out and definitely get some help. Kathleen, thank you so much for your ministry and all that you do for foster and adoptive families. It's a blessing. I follow your podcast, so I know what a resource that is. It's incredible. So thank you for sharing today.
Thank you for having me again.
again. So, and we want to thank our listeners for listening today. If you are a foster or adoptive parent, or maybe you know one who's struggling, check out all of Kathleen's books, especially How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos for Foster and Adoptive Parents. I recommend that book. In the course that goes along with it. Also, I love the 25 Days of Thriving Through Christmas. It's an Advent devotional for foster and adoptive parents. The holidays are right around the corner. And if you look at the calendar, there's only 3 very short weeks of between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they could be 3 weeks of chaos. So having the Advent book is also a blessing around that time. I've used it a couple of years in a row now. So I love that. And there's many other books. If you just put Kathleen Guire's name into even Amazon, all of her books will come up, and that's exciting. So there's a lot to choose from there. And as long as you're listening to podcasts, check out Kathleen's show, The Whole House Podcast. That's one of my favorites that I follow as well. And now, Kathleen, you just shared earlier that you have an adoption-focused podcast midweek. Tell us about that.
Okay, because on The Whole House, we compare what we do to rooms in a house. That's why we're The Whole House. So part of my room is definitely adoption and foster care. So I decided to start a coffee break podcast called Positive Adoption. It's still under The Whole House. So if you subscribe to that, you'll get it on Wednesdays midweek. It's only 15 minutes long at the most. And what I do on that podcast is strictly adoption and foster care topics. Right now, I'm actually doing a series on the 5 B's affected by trauma. I'm doing 1 B a week so that you don't get overwhelmed. It's not too much information. It's just a little coffee break with me.
I love that. So The Whole House Podcast, you can also go to Kathleen's website. It's thewholehouse.org, and you can find her blog there. And she talked about the different rooms in a house. She's the adoption foster care room. There's a room on parenting, right? And nutrition and If you're a woman, all of those rooms will apply to you. You'll enjoy them. So there's a different woman in each room talking about those topics. And then they also have the Whole House podcast, which covers a lot of those different topics as well. But then midweek, Kathleen's doing the Positive Adoption podcast. That'll be the topic for a 15-minute coffee break with some encouragement there if you're a foster and adoptive parent. So definitely check that out. So thank you again, Kathleen. And thank you to our listeners. You can also find more episodes of this show, Orphans No More, on our website, justicefororphansny.org, also on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean. Just search for the show by name, Orphans No More. Make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans. And I just want to remind you that JFO is a Christian nonprofit ministry on a mission to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. You can learn more, contact us, or donate online at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.